Hello, can you hear me?
Sure.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are conducting a survey. I'm trying to see if this is that something you can help us out with.
Probably not. What's the survey about?
Mostly political.
What side are you on?
I'm not allowed to say that, but due to the company's policy.
I don't give a shit. I don't like either one of them. I think they're both idiots.
Oh.
For a president, anyway. And it's like, people are telling me, well, look at who their vice president's going to be. And it's like, so? It still doesn't change the fact they're both idiots. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now. So I'm not sure I'll help a lot with these for you. I like, they both have their points, they both have good ideas. The stupid thing about it is dumbasses don't want to agree on anything and think that they have to kill each other if they don't. So, people are stupid now. They really, I'm a Gen Xer. I've been around in the 90s, 80s, 70s, you know, I was a little baby in the 70s, but we didn't give a shit about all this stuff back then. No one cared. It was funny just to laugh and make fun of each other. There wasn't no dumbass racism bullshit like there is now.
Yeah,
everybody screwed everything up, and then it made it real obvious and lied to people, and I don't know why people can't really critically think anymore, so.
Well,
they're all just morons. Yeah, if people had sense enough, they'd just be like, no. Donald, sit down. Kamala, shut the fuck up and go back over there next to Joe. Okay, and be like, okay, now, who do we have here that's going to run? Come on, guys. Is this the best we have? Come on. We got he's almost dead, and then we got this lady that supposedly humped her way up the fucking ladder. Well, I guess that's normal, right? It's just that we just know more about the personal life now. We always used to be messed up fuckers, but still, we keep the stuff. I'm kind of embarrassed to say that this is the best we have to offer, world, because I have friends in Europe and other countries and stuff too. Mm-hmm. And so I get their feedback, and you know, it's interesting to see whose points are valid and whose aren't by the people living over there instead of listening to the TV on it. So, yeah, it really makes a different perspective. And nothing we have is any good.
Well, yes, that's so, what you say. Basically, you were giving your opinion, everybody's opinion is taking into consideration.
Exactly. Yeah. But either way, though, I'm not going to tell somebody if they think, but this is what I like about it, then I'll be like, oh, cool. See, but that's why I say there's stuff about each side I like. But there's not one candidate. It's more the party, I guess. President's just the spokesperson anyway, right? They have a platform that people say, okay, this is kind of what we want, and then that's about it. They can start wars or make things harder for people or easier for people. But Congress does all the heavy lifting. Alexa, stop the timer. A lot of people, they don't know how the government works either, and they let them vote. Like citizens. Like there's immigrants coming in our country legally. They know, you ask them any question, they know way the hell more than like 90% of our population that were born here. Pretty sad.
Well, yeah, that's why the surveys basically open up your mind into different perspective. Also, you get to hear some things that probably you never heard, and also give your opinion. That's the thing about surveys. Yeah, like I said, we can take a survey. You can answer however you feel like
if you
it.
Think, if you think I'll be helpful, I kind of give you my perspective. If I don't sound like I'd be very helpful, then
don't worry.
I'll do your survey. Sure, why not?
That is, give us just choose one of those options that we give you. So today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. You know, your opinions are needed. This call is quite confidential. Will you prefer to take the survey in English or Spanish?
English.
All right. Do you consider yourself a male, female, or something else?
A male.
In which state do you currently reside?
Arizona. I see you're calling with the New York area code.
Yeah.
You guys downtown or upstate?
No, no, basically what is happening is that we are an independent research company. Basically, we're in Miami, Florida. The company headquarters.
Auto dialer. Okay.
Yeah.
I've done telemarketing and stuff before, but that was like over 20 years ago, so I'm sure there's a lot that's different now.
That's good. And let me ask you, are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Sure am.
All right, perfect. What is the year of your birth?
9/15/76.
76, thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No, thank you. What is your race? Are you white, black, or African American? American, Indian, or Latin Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
UPS guy is here. I have the truck car that I've been waiting for the show. Oh, there it is. Cool. All right, back. Barn dog. Jesus, wow. I got two German Shepherds and two Chihuahuas. Interesting combination.
It is.
It's just how you end up with animals sometimes. I get along to all that. Shut up! Damn! The Chihuahuas are like 14 years old.
But it's old enough already to vote. So let me ask you, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American?
Yeah, I'm Caucasian.
Thank you. And let me ask you, all right.
Yeah, hey, we should make the white people should make a new thing. I'm offended to be called white. I'm a Caucasian. Do you think that would go like viral or something if I did that? I'm Caucasian. Don't refer to me as white. I grew up poor all my life from Depression era survivors, family, you know? Fuckers don't know a thing about being poor.
Yeah, that's why everybody's saying now, Caucasians. I think that's like something new. I never pay that much attention, but a lot of some people I talk to, I'm Caucasian. It's like, okay.
The only ones that are homeless and don't have anything and have to beg are the ones that don't want to stop doing drugs or drinking. Some of them actually never talk to them, hang out with them.
All right, then. I believe that the survey is over. I think there is an option I chose that was not directly. I guess it was heading more towards New Yorkers also. I don't know why it went all the way to your state. That's pretty weird. It was telling me it was supposed to be for New Yorkers. Sorry about that, but I would like to thank you for taking your time and answering some of those questions. Hopefully once you were in your state, we'll call you back then. Thank you, sir.
Okay, great. All right, bye-bye.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.